You're with SBS Radio.
We have with us the newly elected MP, Dev Sharma. Welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You didn't succeed the first time, but now you've delivered a very crucial seat for the coalition government. How does that feel?
It feels very satisfying to have helped contribute to a coalition victory, and certainly against the odds and against expectations. And it also feels very satisfying to have won the seat back, having been the person who lost it 6 months ago. But I must also say it feels quite humbling to have been chosen by the people of Wentworth to be their representative in the parliament. And it's a deep honour, and I take it very seriously.
Absolutely. Your political journey has just begun, Dave. Is there somewhere you would like to reach in the coming years?
I think at this stage I'm very new to politics. I only really entered politics about 6 months ago. And my main priority is to become a good parliamentarian and a good local representative for all the people of Wentworth.
Absolutely. What are the issues close to people in Wentworth at the moment?
I'm sorry, would you mind just repeating that?
What are the issues that you would like to work for the people of Wentworth?
Look, I think for the people of Wentworth, in terms of local issues, it's very much about preserving the quality of life, and that includes things like preserving open spaces in parklands and green areas in what is quite a densely populated part of Sydney. It's improving the quality of life by doing things like improving public transport, easing congestion on the roads, and improving public infrastructure such as schools and school places. And then on the national issues, I think it's the same national issues that are concerning all Australians. It's about the strength and health of the economy, and about keeping Australians and Australia safe and secure in the modern era.
Absolutely. I also want to dwell on your identity. You're half Indian, and that makes you the first Indian origin MP in the House of Representatives. How do you feel about that?
I feel it's a great privilege, and it's a great symbol of how Australia, how modern Australia looks. I mean, the Indian community is a vibrant and growing and an important part of Australia. And to be one of its first representatives in the National Parliament, I think is a great honour and a privilege, and I hope I'm the first of only many.
How strongly do you identify with that part of you?
Look, very strongly. So my father is Indian. His family came from Uttar Pradesh in the north of India, and settled in Trinidad and Tobago. This is over 100 years ago now. But as you'd know, the Indian diaspora in Trinidad is very strong. It's about half the population in India. Indian community traditions in that part of the Caribbean are also very strong. And my father's family, I keep in touch with them very closely. They've been very proud to see the news of one of their own succeeding in Australian politics. And it's certainly been an important part of my history and heritage growing up. My mother is Anglo-Australian, sixth generation or thereabouts Anglo-Australian. But I've always felt I'm the product of both of those cultures, and they're both equally a part of me.
Lovely. What would your message be to the growing Indian community in Australia? There's a huge, huge population there in Sydney and also here in Melbourne.
I just encourage them to realise that Australia is a great land of opportunities, and as I hope my own election to Parliament demonstrates, nothing is beyond their reach. Indian communities, and like many migrant communities, when they tend to settle, they tend to focus on establishing themselves, often owning small businesses and enterprises, making sure that children get a good education, and often the second generation is more successful professionally than the first, and that's great. And I'd love for Indians to look not only at the traditional professions and the businesses as vocations, but also public service and public life, because we need a government and a public service and a federal parliament that is as diverse and as representative of Australia as the population is.
Absolutely. Any hopes of being part of the ministry this time?
No, look, I'm keeping my expectations in check, and I do really think I have had my work cut out for me in being learning the rules as a parliamentarian and becoming a good local representative for Wentworth. But look, clearly, my background in foreign affairs and national security and my own Indian ancestry, I think, means that I hope to make a contribution in those areas, and in particular to help further strengthen and nourish Australia's relationship with India, which I think is an important one, but one that has not yet fully reached its potential.
Great. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure. Happy to join you anytime.
sbs.com.au